This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Effort across town to make up stories to create this issue. Like, there's a lot of smoke there, and usually when there's a lot of smoke there, you know, there's a fire close by.
Last question. Do you think Mike Gundy, he didn't apologize exactly, but they had a sort of, hey, we're all in this together kind of hostage video, it looked like. Do you think he keeps his job? Is that blown over?
I do. I think he keeps his job now. I think if Chuba Hubbard and the other players would have held firm and just said, no, by change, we don't mean – Mike Gundy needs to change his shirt and change his way of thinking. We mean Mike Gundy needs to be replaced. That's the change. I think if they drew that hard line stance, he would have been gone. One way or another, he pulled them back in. And you know, my initial response was, a little disappointed, not because I necessarily thought Mike Gundy must go because he represented that network, but because student athletes have real power right now, and suddenly Mike Gundy is allowed to make that video with you without ever apologizing for anything. In fact, the only person who apologized in that video was Chuba Hubbard. But once I got past that initial reaction, I was like, who am I to tell Chuba Hubbard what's good enough? Like, if Mike Gundy satisfied whatever Chuba Hubbard wanted to get accomplished, then I guess that's good enough for Chuba Hubbard and the rest of the football players. So I do believe Mike Gundy now probably survives this, and I would bet you everything in my 401k, he never wears that T-shirt again.
Thanks, GP. I appreciate it. Talk to you today.
All right.
Talk to you at 5 o'clock. That is Gary Parrish dodging forks down there in Mississippi. When we come back, we're late to get to Holly Whitfield. She has a book called Secret Memphis, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, when we will learn the answers to the 3 questions that I asked at the top of the show. Why in the world do we have a metal museum? Why do we have buffaloes? And why is seat C5 in the Orpheum not sold during shows? Jeff Calk and Show back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Thankfully, our city is beginning to open back up. Meanwhile, we're putting more demands on our personal computers. So, if you find that your computer just isn't cutting it, then you need Cooper Systems. Cooper Systems continues to provide a safe, clean environment, maintaining high standards to keep your health and well-being top of mind. You all need the right equipment that works just as fast as you do. Whether it's a new computer, a new printer, or you just need to update your current operating system, Cooper Systems has just what you need for about half the price of the Apple or big box stores. Just tell Lee and Lauren Cooper what work you're doing, and they can set you up with the perfectly matched computer system to help make you as productive and efficient as possible. For decades, Cooper Systems has served the computer needs of Mid-Southerners, and they're here for you today. Work effectively and efficiently, all at a fair price with Cooper Systems. They offer in-store diagnostics and computer repair, too. Call Cooper Systems at 360-9679 or visit coopersystems.com.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Why so serious? So where's your class if you are wrong? And all the right ways on the
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earned 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Heard on the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
At Charmin, we understand the last thing you should have to worry about right now is having enough toilet paper. Please know we're working around the clock to get you more Charmin as quickly as possible. We're also donating $2 million to direct relief to serve our communities. In the meantime, from our Charmin family to yours, please stay safe.
For the ones we trust to always be there, for the ones caring for others, for the ones who keep things going no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at Trustmark.com/business.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the Census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Holly Whitfield. She, of course, writes the Out of Memphis blog. Has a new book out called Secret Memphis, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And I read it last night. It is absolutely fabulous. I have been here now for 24 years, and there are about a billion things in here that I did not know. Holly joins me now. You can follow her on Twitter at Holly_says hello. Holly, how are you?
I'm great, Jeff. I'm so happy to hear that you like the book.
How? Here's my question. Do they really not sell seat C5 at the Orpheum during shows? Like, even for Hamilton, C5 is empty?
Yes. The short answer is yes.
Really?
I mean, I think that sometimes people who work at the Orpheum may stop by during a show. You know, if they're working backstage or if they're working the front of the house or something, they may use that space to sort of peak, but generally they don't sell that seat.
Now, where is C5? I would think it would be up front. Where is C5?
It's actually kind of one of the, and I don't know the technical term, but it's up like kind of the side balcony. So if you're sitting on the floor in the front staring at the stage, it's to your right.
I gotcha.
Up kind of, it's like, it's kind of set off from the beaten path. Like, it's not a total tragedy that no one's sitting there all the time.
Okay, Jeffrey, let's see if we can have Jeff. Jeffrey, we're going to bring Jeffrey into there. Jeffrey, why do you think C5 is not sold?
Someone died sitting in there.
Holly, did someone die in the seat?
Not exactly.
I'll take it. Do we get? It's like I'm going to count it. It's like partial credit.
I don't think anyone died in the seat. That's not at least. No. That's not what it says. No one died in the seat. It's not true.
No.
Not like Lincoln at the Booth Theater.
Right.
Technically, he didn't die at the theater. At the
Ford
Theater.
He was shot in the seat. Well, this didn't happen either. The person was not. There was not someone who was attacked in the seat either. Got any other guesses?
None.
Holly, tell him.
So, the Orpheum is haunted, for sure. And the most well-known spirit that resides in this beautiful theater is a very friendly one who is a young girl named Mary, and that was her seat when her family took her to see shows at the Orpheum, but she died tragically. We aren't sure if it was the fire that was in the Orpheum or if it was a trolley accident, but
what?
Mary
she might have been
perished.
Run over by a trolley?
Mm-hmm. We're not really sure how she perished, but she certainly still resides in the Orpheum, and she resides in that seat, and out of respect for her and possibly the other less friendly specters that reside there, they leave that space open. You know, I did a paranormal investigation tour in the Orpheum myself. So
this is my next question. You don't think I'm going to ask you these hard-hitting questions about the time you say that you experienced a ghost at the Orpheum? What happened?
Okay, this was several years ago, and I had a friend that worked at the Orpheum, and we wanted to do a paranormal tour, but for some reason we ended up doing it at like 10 o'clock at night, which is creepy enough to have this giant theater and you're echoing through. And so we've got the people out with their gizmos and their Ghostbuster-looking stuff, and they're trying to measure electrical impulses. And we go all through the theater. We go through the basement, which at the time had a ton of really awesome, I don't know, junk, I guess, is not the best word
theater,
because it was
theater,
cool.
Theater junk, though, so I get the idea.
Theater detritus. Okay, so we make it all the way through the theater. We're not really getting any readings on their ghostometer, whatever it is. But when we get to the stage itself, we are standing on the stage in the empty, dark theater, and we're walking around, and then there's three or four of us, and we get a rush of cold air, and then the paranormal investigator's machinery starts going off. I mean, it hadn't done anything all night, and I'm like, this is just for fun, and we're learning some history. But at that moment, there definitely was some kind of presence there with us. It didn't feel like
Stage. Was someone on stage left with a giant fan?
Oh no, nobody else was in there but us. So I mean, I don't.
Do you really believe? Do you really believe you experienced something? Do you, Holly Whitfield, author of Secret Memphis: A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure? Do you actually believe you experienced paranormal activity?
This is the last question I thought you would ask me today. I think there was something. I don't know if it was paranormal activity or if it was just this energy and these vibes the kids talk about these days, but there was something going on.
Well, it's like a Ouija board. Do you do Ouija boards? Like, have you done a Ouija board before in your life?
I've never done a Ouija board.
You always think someone's cheating. Right. So, okay. Anyway, so is the death of Mary, by the way, documented anywhere? Like, is this just, how long has it been, that seat been empty?
I mean, it's been empty for decades, and all of the ghost stories from the Orpheum are pretty well documented. I mean, they give tours there.
Okay.
So they would be able to give you all the dirty details.
If they give tours there, it must be true.
Must be true.
Why do we have buffalo? We have buffalo. I've never stopped to think why. I don't think Memphis buffalo does not spring to mind. Why do we have buffalo in Shelby Farms?
Right. And I should have known that you would perk up at the mention
buffalo.
Of buffalo.
You're right. Good point.
We have buffalo because Shelby Farms raises a herd there of buffalo/bison, whatever you want to call them. Don't argue with me. It's either one.
Right.
It's been a public park since the 70s. And for some reason, somebody in the late 80s wanted to have that there. That's part of what the mystery of it is. We don't really know exactly how it started, but they're thriving. They're doing great. They have adorable little baby bison every year.
They are adorable. The parks.
They seem. Yeah.
It says here on page 74, the park started out with just 6 animals as part of the national effort to restore the national buffalo population. And I, of course, do believe in the buffalo population. Where do people, and we have other questions here. Where do people get this book, Holly, when they become interested? Yeah.
Yes. So if you're interested, which I hope that you are, you can get it from secretmemphis.com. And that's buying it directly from me, and I will send it to you. I will sign every copy. And then you can also pick it up at local bookstores like Burke's and Novel and Tiger Bookstore. I'm trying to sign those, but people are enthusiastic about this book, and so I'm signing them as fast as I can at the bookstores. But if you order it at secretmemphis.com, you will definitely get a signed copy.
Okay. A few more. Why do we have a metal?
Sure.
Why do we have a metal museum?
Why do we have a metal museum? Well, that's really interesting, and this is something that shocked me initially when I was learning about the metal museum. It's one of the only, like, blacksmithing programs left in the country. People actually come to Memphis from all over to learn the art of blacksmithing and metalworking and the foundry there. I mean, essentially, it's artists who decided that they wanted to found that, and they wanted to create this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Long-standing program. Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's the most beautiful place.
Okay, some other things. The tigers around town. Do you have a favorite? There's one. You said there's one that's in that's painted as a Power Ranger?
Yes.
Where's that? Where's the Power Ranger tiger?
I can't recall where the Power Ranger tiger is.
But it exists. It exists.
Moment, but it exists. So, you know, when I was in college at the University of Memphis is when these tigers were brought to life by local artists, and they were all on campus. And so I lived near campus, and I would wake up and go for a run around campus. And one day there was 100 life-size tiger statues, and I was just kind of like, okay, cool. Well, we are the tigers. But now they are spread out around town. So that's been a mystery or a fun fact that's been kind of brewing in my mind for several years, but there is one painted like a Power Ranger. There's several different Elvi tigers that have different interpretations, which I enjoy all of them in their own special ways. Some of them are very corny, and some of them are legitimately beautiful. And that's what is so fun to me about the tiger statues.
The Green Beetle. Not just your neighborhood tavern. I had no idea. This is the kind of thing. I had no idea that the Green Beetle will always be named the Green Beetle.
Right. That was actually something that surprised me when I was doing research for the book, which I did a lot of research for the book. But I knew that the Green Beetle had this sort of legend as being one of the oldest or the oldest tavern in Memphis or downtown. And I knew it had this other legend that the gangster Prohibition era Machine Gun Kelly had hit the money there in years past, or it was one of his haunts, or something happened with him there. But when I was researching, the part that ended up being the most interesting to me is what you just mentioned, where the family that made it into the Green Beetle post-Machine Gun Kelly era, I actually talked to the granddaughter of the family and did an interview with her for that story. And it was just really important to the matriarch of that family that the name always be there. It was the name that was really important to the founders. And so even if it becomes, heaven forbid, some kind of topless place, it's going to be called the Green Beetle.
Okay. There's a hidden cemetery in Midtown. This one surprised my colleague, Chris Harrington. He had no idea. There's a hidden cemetery. Where is the hidden cemetery in Midtown?
It surprised me that it surprised him, but I'm glad I was able to surprise both of you in different ways with the book. It is right next to the Cast Saver, like if in Midtown. If you've got Faux Bend behind you and you're looking at the Cast Saver, it's to your right. And, I mean, it's really in disrepair. It's a little bit sad, the Bettis Family Cemetery. But it's definitely the first white family, the first colonizer family, land in the city, and at that time people just buried their family on their homestead, and for some magical reason it's still there. So it's in between the Cash Saver and the Home Depot.
It is Secret Memphis, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure by Holly Whitfield. The website, once again, Holly, is?
SecretMemphis.com.
SecretMemphis.com. Do you have a favorite secret place that you discovered or knew about previously that caused you to do this? Of all the places listed in this book, and again, there's a lot, a whole lot I had no idea about. And if I knew about them generally, I didn't know the particulars. So it really is interesting. Do you have a favorite spot here?
A favorite spot.
A favorite secret spot. Yeah. Do you have some personal favorites here?
Well, I know that when you and Chris talked, you had mentioned that you had not been to Elmwood Cemetery.
Yes, I know. It's terrible.
And I'm not going to give you any grief about that because you already know. But I think that for me is one of my favorites. Several years ago, I had the flu. I've never had the flu before, and I was just completely out of commission for like 2 weeks. And when I was finally feeling better, I decided I was going to have this like Memphis day and like go out into the world again. And I went with some friends, and we went to the Crystal Shrine Grotto, which is also in the Secret Memphis book. We went to Jerry Snow Cones and ate hamburgers, and then we went to Elmwood Cemetery. But it was that final place that really. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It's a historic place. It also doesn't shy away from, like, difficult Memphis history about racism and poverty, but it also has these inspiring stories, and it's just a really unique place.
Did you get a tour, or did you just wander? And is it, all of those things that you just said, will they leap out at you if you're just wandering, or do you need a tour to fully appreciate all that has happened at Elmwood?
I think that you need a tour if you want to be very thorough. If you're a completionist and you want to know everything, you should go on the tour. But I personally just wandered and have wandered several times, and I've brought my family there to kind of go around. Well, because there's so much. I mean, it's not the entirety of Memphis history, but it's, you know, centuries of Memphis history there. So if somebody is more interested in, like, a Civil War kind of history, they can get it there. If someone is more interested in, you know, the past politicians of Memphis and all that story, Yellow Feet. I mean, there's so many different ones. So I kind of recommend going and walking around. But if you really want to learn everything, take the tour and support them. The people over there do a really amazing job of making that cemetery more than just a resting place. It's really like a historical moment that you can go experience.
All right, last question, unrelated. We got the final verdict on Bluff City Law, and I don't think it came as a surprise to people. Disappointing nonetheless. You, I presume, covered it while they were here. It was good for Memphis, wasn't it?
It was great for Memphis. I did cover it. I live-tweeted a few episodes and was delighted that the cast was so involved in promoting it online and talking to fans. And I think that made it really good for Memphis. So, yeah, it's a total bummer. I would like to have seen what could have happened if the world was in a different place. I don't know if that would have changed anything as far as the fate of Bluff City Law, but it is what it is. It's a total bummer, but it was great for Memphis. And anytime that we can get people talking about Memphis in a way that talks about our culture, whether it's difficult history or really fun stuff, and not talking about what they usually talk about, which is the haters, then that's a good thing. And that's kind of what the show did for us. But maybe we'll have something else in the future.
The book is Secret Memphis. Go to secretmemphis.com or to Novel or to Berks, and you can get a copy. She is Holly Whitfield. Thanks very much, Holly. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck. Yeah, that's Holly Whitfield with the book. One of the little secrets I know about Memphis is Jameson can make your lawn look a hell of a lot better.
Yes, they can.
Jameson can also make the mosquitoes go away. And I was stunned last summer by the difference. My backyard, it's a nice backyard, and it has a pool in it. But it is kind of miserable if you're being eaten alive by mosquitoes. Like, what is the point of having a nice backyard if you're going to be eaten alive by mosquitoes? Jameson, in addition to taking care of your lawn, in addition to taking care of your general pests, in addition to taking care of your termites, they can take care of your mosquitoes. 452-1505, 452-1505. It's a Memphis company. They help Jeffrey. They help me. give them a call today. Go to jamesonpest.com. When we come back, something that Roger Goodell said last night that I wanted to revisit, and I think I have a solution to an American quandary. I'll tell you what it is next. Jeff Gawkinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Augers, trenchers, blades, brooms, shredders, mulchers, hammers, compactors, planers, rollers, rakes. That's just a sample of the more than 100 attachments John Deere offers for skid steer and compact track loaders. The added versatility provided will help you win more jobs. And with the universal self-cleaning quick-tach system, you can switch from one type of attachment to another in no time flat. Your John Deere dealer can help you choose the right attachments to help you run your world. Visit johndeere.com/compact attachments to learn more.
We call them small businesses, but maybe we need a better name, because these businesses are powering America right now, getting people the things they need, and in return, getting the business they need to keep going. And that's no small thing. eBay, where America's small businesses live.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window, and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the story of Mrs. Clark, who has lived on this very block most of her 80 years, often seen walking to town or serving brownies to the neighborhood kids, and everyone loves her. 2 years ago, a certain family member moved in to look after Mrs. Clark, and that's when everything changed. Mrs. Clark became the victim of elder abuse.
Elder abuse is often closer to home than you think or want to believe. McGruff, the crime dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know the signs of elder abuse. Bruises, isolation, reduced activities, poor hygiene, depression, and financial problems. Protect yourself and speak out if you recognize signs of abuse in others.
Elder abuse is a crime that affects over 2 million senior citizens every year. Even more astounding, it's most commonly committed by a family member or someone they trusted. If you suspect abuse, contact your local law enforcement agency. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who they want? Jeff Calkins. 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 Who they want? Jeff Calkins.
I was watching the commissioner stuff last night, right? Yeah. They had the commissioners. Is the NFL lucky here or good?
I'd say they're lucky.
I think it's lucky, right? I mean, two reasons they're lucky. And we'll see what the NFL is like, right? We still don't know what the NFL is going to be like. But they're lucky because they have more time to think about it.
Yep.
They have more time for the virus to go away, right?
Yes.
But then they also have a sport that doesn't need fans in the stands as much.
Yes, right? they have
TV contract.
Unlike the other sports, they have really made their sport a television product.
It's a television product. And so and I think we've seen from the German soccer that the fake fans, like fake fans are fine.
Yes, I think there's no question that Fox, in my opinion, Fox 100% did the right thing.
And you need it for golf now, don't we?
I think so. I guess there could be.
It's funny how much it mattered, though. Like, the golf was not the same without even a smattering.
Because and the funniest thing was watching, like, it's become like habit. You make a birdie putt, you're used to hearing someone clap.
Right.
Like, they would, like, show the ball to the fans, like, they were tipping their caps, and it's just like, wow, they really are robots. I guess at least with golf, you could make the argument that most of the golf television fan base is just going to be your hardcore fans. And so they're used to, okay, I beat my buddy on the 18th hole and I celebrated and went nuts. I could do that and no one was clapping around me. Like, so you can at least make that argument. But soccer, 100%, like, they had to do, I think, what they did.
Okay, so Goodell, when he was on last night, was asked about Colin Kaepernick. And he said, well, listen, if he wants to resume his career in the NFL, then obviously it's going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that. Support a club making that decision and encourage them to do that. Will Colin Kaepernick be signed by an NFL team? He's 32 years old.
Yeah.
He last played in 16, so not 17,
correct. He's
not
been 18, out, I think, for four full
not
seasons.
Not 19, three full seasons, right? He played in 16, 17, 18, 19.
Correct.
Three full seasons.
You're right.
He's been out for three full seasons.
I'll say someone will sign him.
I honestly think now, first of all, if someone signs him,
yeah,
is there any either positive or negative blowback? In other words, there are still people who will, if you're the Dallas Cowboys,
sure,
right? There are still Texans, conservative state, mm-hmm, right? There are still Texans who will say, screw you, I'm not buying a ticket, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I think more blowback, whereas if you're San Francisco, right? Like, better to sign him in San Francisco. From a cultural perspective, easier to sign him in San Francisco than Dallas, right?
Yes.
But over at the website that we can't mention the name to,
mm-hmm,
they went through and they came up with teams. The amazing thing is teams that should pursue Kaepernick, 10, and teams that should explore it, basically, that should consider it, 10. They believe there are 20 teams. And Mike Sando did this piece back when he does in the preseason, he does a tier of quarterbacks,
yep,
right? And he interviews, like, scads of GMs. And they asked tiers, like, where is he? And the tier that Colin Kaepernick was firmly in was high-end backup.
Yeah, I would – high-end back – I mean, obviously it's going to be based on, like, which situation. Like, if he wants to go start
– No, but that's what he is as a quarterback, if you are an organization, what is he? If he's your starter, you're feeling a little bit not. And if he's your backup, you're feeling really good.
Yeah,
he's better than here are the teams that should pursue Colin Kaepernick.
Okay,
ready? Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you know who their backup is?
Right.
Mike Glennon.
Oh God.
I mean, listen to the backups here. This is why he should have been playing. Mike Glennon is backing up Gardner Minshew. Like, even Minshew, what the hell? Like, we don't know Minshew. He showed some promise last year, right?
Yes.
We don't know that he's a slam dunk. Mike Glennon? Come on, man. Okay.
He's
Broncos.
He's really tall.
Denver Broncos, their starter is Drew Lock.
Yep.
Their backup is Jeff Driscoll.
Ah.
Jeff
East connection.
Driscoll, in his 8 career starts, care to guess his record?
Driscoll? 8-8.
8 starts, 1-7. And his team averaged 17.6 points per game in those starts.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Broncos should sign Colin Kaepernick. Very clearly. And they actually kind of want to win now. Okay. Carolina Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater is the starter.
Yep.
Your backup?
Drew Allen.
Will Greer. Will Greer. And the Will Greer, they did put a 2019 third rounder into Will Greer. So you say, okay. We don't.
Hometown boy, too.
The thing is, Ron Rivera was the head coach then. And so he did start 2 games last year.
Yes.
Did Will Greer. They were outscored 80-16 during those 2 games.
Correct, but he was finding a groove.
Okay, Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow, obviously the starter.
Yep.
The backup, Ryan Finley. Ryan Finley.
The NC State product.
People can't even name these things. Like, no one. I follow the NFL. I don't know these damn things. He has started 3 games. Ryan Finley did.
Yeah.
Care to guess how many points in those 3 games?
It did not go well.
33 points total in the 3 games. He completed 47% of his passes. This is why it's outrageous that he is not has not been signed in this league. The Patriots, Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
Is backing up Jarrett Stidham.
Mm-hmm.
In his last 10 starts between Chicago, San Francisco, and Indy, all solid teams, right? Or whatever, different stages. I guess he wasn't with San Francisco when they were care to guess what his record in his last 10 starts was with Chicago, San Francisco, and Indy?
2-8.
0-10. His teams averaged 16.7 points per game over those 10 starts. This is pathetic. The Washington Redskins. The backup is?
It's Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen, backing up Dwayne Haskins. And mind you, he did have a nice run. Like, he won 6 of his first 7 with Carolina last year.
Yep.
But then he lost his next 6. The magic stopped happening. So, whatever.
Film got out.
I don't know that, I'll be honest, I don't know that Colin Kaepernick wants to go to a team called the Redskins.
That seems fair.
Seems unlikely.
Now,
right? That
could be kind of a baller.
No. You'd have to get him to change the name as part of the deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, your New York Giants. Mm-hmm. You know who backs up Daniel Jones?
The Mustang, Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy. Past 8 years, he has started 7 games. In those 7 games, 5 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions with a nifty 1-6 record for Colt. So if you're feeling confident, if you're back up there with Colt McCoy, here's one close to home. The backup for Ryan Tannehill is?
Mm-hmm. It is now.
Logan Woodside.
Yes.
Logan freaking Woodside.
Whoa. Easy, Jeff.
Is he the guy from like Tulsa? Not Tulsa, from
Toledo.
Toledo, yeah.
He's
a T word, I know.
Remember, yep. I told you, he's my Mac quarterback that I love,
you love
him.
Yep.
Because he... God gave him a bazooka on his right arm, so he knows nothing of a touch pass. He throws everything as hard as
Zip
he can.
It.
Yes. He's not very good, though. I do.
The Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, of course, is the starter. That very distinguished backup is?
Brett Hundley. Yeah.
Hundley, exactly right. He started 9 games for Green Bay. Green Bay, a good team, right?
Mm-hmm.
In those 9 games.
Did they even win one?
They were shut out twice,
yeah,
and they scored 15.8 points per game in those 9 games.
Enjoy so Mike McCarthy, Dallas.
Those are the teams that, quote-unquote, should pursue Colin Kaepernick with one left out, and that would be your Buffalo Bills, ladies and gentlemen. I want Colin Kaepernick on the Bills. It makes all the sense in the world to me. Do you know who the backup is to Josh Allen?
Yes, because we've talked about it. It's Barkley.
Matt freaking Barkley is the backup to Josh Allen. Barkley has a 2-5 record in 7 starts, 2-5 in 7 starts as a backup. In those 7 starts, 10 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. What kind of quarterback is Josh Allen?
Josh Allen is a outside the pocket deep shot guy.
Athletic dude, right? Yeah. What's Colin Kaepernick?
Outside the pocket deep shot guy.
Perfect. What's Matt Barkley?
The exact opposite. A weak arm pocket passer that's not particularly accurate.
Why can't Kaepernick be the Tannehill to the Bills from, you know, if Josh Allen is Mariota, and why can't Kaepernick be the Tannehill? Maybe he's not as good, but maybe he is. Who knows? I honestly don't think there's any chance the Bills sign him because they are fundamentally a conservative outfit. Like, they're well run now.
Yes.
Right? But it's culturally a sort of a conservative place, and they are a conservative outfit and whatever. But doesn't that actually make there's so many that make sense, I'll be honest. But the Bills, unlike most of those teams, actually really, really, really want to. They're all in this year, right?
Correct.
And so the Titans all in, too. Like, Titans would make sense.
But they went all in on
Tannehill. At least the Titans have a young guy who they're trying to develop. The Bills have a guy in Matt Barkley who they know is nothing.
Yes. He's the prototypical NFL quarterback. Or NFL backup quarterback.
Crappy backup.
Yes.
Who you know you're dead
if
he has to play.
But he will never say a word.
Yeah. No, he's hard. It's so obvious to me. The Buffalo Bills should sign Colin Kaepernick.
The problem, though, with signing Kaepernick is...
Would it put pressure on Josh Allen?
I don't know if necessarily puts
I don't think he's good enough to put pressure on... Like, Josh is very clearly, he is the starter. You don't want to sign a guy behind Josh Allen. Like, you don't want Cam Newton behind Josh Allen.
Exactly.
Right? He's too good.
Yes.
We know he's good. He's a former MVP.
Yes.
You don't want him behind Josh Allen. That would be clearly looking over the shoulder. Would Colin Kaepernick, maybe because he's a cult figure, if Josh has two bad games, you're going to start hearing on around the horn, Colin Kaepernick should start. Maybe so.
I think, and it's just.
But maybe he should
Josh
start.
Allen, even when Josh Allen plays well, he still has plays where you're just like, oh my God.
And every play, they're going to say put in Kaepernick wouldn't have done that?
Yes, because this year the stakes are higher.
Okay, so you need someone who's more entrenched. You need someone that really 100% quarterback who's just unquestioned.
I know they signed Chad Henne, but like Kansas City is the type of place. Like, you want to do essentially what Bridgewater did, which is go find a place where you know the starter is entrenched, but you are going to be under a offensive guy, a quarterback guy that is highly respected. Andy Reid is that guy. Like that.
How about the Titans? I'm looking at this list now and I'm thinking you're right. Kansas, who's their backup quarterback in Kansas City?
Right now it's Henne. Chad Henne.
Is he not?
He's still alive.
Is he? Okay. That makes sense. Because no one would ever say.
Correct.
No one will ever say Kaepernick should
over
be starting
Mahomes.
Over
Mahomes. Yes.
In terms of this list that I just gave you, let's go through it with that in mind.
All right.
Jacksonville and Gardner Minshew, no. He would put too much pressure on Gardner Minshew. Buffalo, too much pressure on Josh Allen.
And Jacksonville might
want to lose. On Drew Lock. Right. Carolina. Too much on Teddy Bridgewater. Cincinnati, they're just not ready to win. They don't care. He wouldn't put any pressure on Joe Burrow because Joe Burrow is clearly the guy.
Correct.
But they don't want to win yet. They don't care. The New England Patriots, Jarrett Stidham, can't do that. Unless you really want these guys to be challenged. But if you have a young guy who you don't want his confidence shaken, Kyle Allen? Kyle Allen's clearly the guy. You could do that, but they got Dwayne Haskins there. I think I like developing Dwayne Haskins as a backup there. Makes no sense for the Giants because you don't want to have him putting pressure on Daniel Jones. The Titans, I think, does because Ryan Tannehill's a veteran. He could take it, right?
Yes.
And so that, to me, makes sense. Arizona, no. You don't. Yeah, okay. All right, here's some others real quick.
Yep.
Seattle with Geno Smith backing up Russell Wilson. What's
my
wrong
first
with that?
My first thought was when you said these teams, I hadn't seen the list. My first thought is Pete Carroll has already
he tried to have signed him.
Yes. And they did. I mean, they worked him out, and they clearly got the Knicks, if you will.
And they're trying to win. Russell Wilson's athletic.
He's entrenched.
Yeah, and he's entrenched. I think Seattle's a good spot. Atlanta, Matt Schaub is still alive. Backing up Matt Ryan.
God, backup quarterback is just the best job
ever. I think that would be okay. Houston, you got A.J. McCarron backing up Deshaun Watson. That would be fine, too. Houston's a very conservative place, though. Minnesota, Sean Mannion backing up Kirk Cousins.
Minnesota was another place that I thought made sense.
Yeah, they got to do a lot of that makes sense. Chad Henne, you mentioned Kansas City. I think that makes sense. Tampa Bay, do you want him backing up Tom Brady?
He fits.
It's Blaine Gabbert now.
But it fits my role of go to a guy that has a track record of developing
quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't hate that one either. Who's the backup for the Rams?
The backup for the Rams.
I had never heard of this name. Jared Goff, of course, is the
starter. Is it Wolford?
Wolford. Who is he? John Wolford.
I just end up watching a ton of Rams
Why
games.
Can't he? What, Rams. Rams. Rams need fans. Well, we get the Rams.
Wolford, I think he played it. I think he played at Wake. Yes.
Detroit, you've got Chase Daniel backing up Matthew Stafford.
He makes sense there, but I think the Rams have spent – I literally think the Rams might not actually have a cent to spend.
How about Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh makes
when
sense.
When Roethlisberger was out, they were dead. They weren't dead. They actually were respectable. But none of the quarterbacks were any good.
Yes. I think Pittsburgh makes some sense because
Mason
Listen,
Rudolph?
I know we'll never know, but
clearly not Chicago. They
I don't
got...
think Mason Rudolph is telling the whole story on why Myles Garrett chunked his helmet at him.
Chicago does not make sense because Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky are going to be. That's a heavyweight battle as it is.
Oh God, what a pillow fight!
That is a heavyweight battle as it is. Anyway, I want Colin Kaepernick on my Buffalo Bills, despite what you said. We're going to take a break. Back with the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Cockett, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
The sports season's maybe on hold right now, but team front offices are busy. And Radio.com has the biggest sports stations in the country, covering your favorite teams and sports. Stay up on the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, NBA, and more. All the trades, player and coach interviews, and everything you need to know. Binge your favorite podcast from the top personalities in sports. Stay connected to the teams and sports you love so you're ready when they come back. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you have frequent heartburn, antacid relief only lasts for a few hours. Prilosec OTC stops heartburn before it begins and lasts a full 24 hours. Its unique delayed-release formula blocks heartburn at the source. With just one pill a day, you get 24-hour heartburn protection. Make the switch today. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Only Wendy's 2 for $5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
Why so serious? So we're so blessed if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick! The quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty. The quicker picker-upper.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
He is Gino Toretto. You can catch him on Touchdown Radio, 2-time national champion.
Now, did we see you with a mask on while you were golfing, Gino? And how tough?
Then I don't have to put sunscreen on because I can't get my neck burned, my ears burned, sides of my faces. So, I go full mask and play golf. So I guess when I play terrible, nobody will recognize me.
The home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
all right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Before we get to this, remember yesterday when Rob Fisher and I looked into this. Rob Fisher and I were having a discussion about Mark McGwire and steroids, right?
Yep.
And we were saying, why isn't this like Lance? Everyone says, hey, you know, he still had to hit the ball. And
right.
Like, come on, man. Get him in the Hall of Fame, whatever. And I said, okay, why don't we think that about Lance? He still had to stay on the bike. He still had to ride it at 100 miles an hour up mountains. He still had to, and people don't look at it like that with Lance.
Yes.
And the argument back is,
they have rules in place against
it. Very clearly was violating the rules. And that there was no rule in baseball that you couldn't take steroids, right? Until in the 2000s, they changed it and had a testing program, et cetera.
Yes.
That's not completely true.
Correct. They just didn't
what
have
What happened
the
was is there really were no, quote-unquote, rules. There was a memo that Faye Vincent sent out to all the players in 91 that said the following. The possession, sale, or use of any legal drug or controlled substance by major league players and personnel is strictly prohibited. Major league players or personnel involved in the possession, sale, or use of any illegal drug or controlled substance are subject to discipline by the commissioner and risk permanent expulsion from the game. This prohibition applies to all illegal drugs and controlled substances, including steroids or prescription drugs for which the individual in possession of the drug does not have a prescription. So, there you go.
See footnote. My attorney told me to write this.
You can't tell me it wasn't prohibited. It was prohibited.
I mean,
it says right here, prohibited, including steroids.
Jeff, I have friends. I have, like, friends and then coaches that played in this era. They had greenies on the training table.
That's fine, but it doesn't mean... I do admit that they are widely used. Just like you, if you had friends who were biking in the area, who were cycling in the area, they were all cheating, too.
Yeah, they were all doping.
They were all doping, too. Just because people were doing it doesn't mean it wasn't prohibited. Now, you
can... But they tested for blood doping.
You can argument that they didn't take it seriously. Like, it was just wink, wink. Hey, guys...
You know what we mean.
Don't do this, wink, wink, right? And therefore,
we would really... Really strongly encourage you to think seriously about what you're doing.
If you want to argue that the league is as much at fault as the players, that's fine. But don't tell me it's not cheating.
No, I agree with your fundamental point.
Don't tell me it's not cheating. Oh, don't tell me it's not cheating. It was cheating. If it wasn't cheating, you could have endorsed steroids. It was clearly cheating. Everybody knew it was cheating, and I don't believe they didn't know it was cheating. So I just don't buy that. I don't buy the all. I do buy the league didn't take it seriously.
Correct.
Whatever else, and everyone's at fault. I don't buy it was not against the rules. Of course it was against the rules. Jeffrey, you had something for me. What do you want to run past me?
Jeff, one thing that we've done from time to time on the show is we've gone through some unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
Things that you and I have held. Well, now someone put together a bunch of unpopular opinions about random stuff and ask people if they
agree or disagree with the popular opinion.
Not.
Okay, go ahead. Let him
I think this is very much a Jeff Calkins question, and I value your opinion on this. Cold weather is better than warm weather.
No, I don't believe that. That's an unpopular opinion? It's unpopular because it's stupid.
Correct.
It's a stupid
Thank
opinion.
You.
Warm weather is so much better than cold weather.
Yes.
It's not. The difference is this. Cold weather hurts.
Yes.
Cold weather hurts.
And I hate the argument you can dress up for it. No, you can't.
You're freaking miserable. Yeah, it's stupid. As someone who's lived hot and cold,
yes.
That's a stupid... It's a reason it's unpopular. Go ahead. Next.
Jeff, the show Friends is overrated.
I don't think that's unpopular.
Only 37% agree. It's correct, but it's...
I've lost any sense of... Someone recently on our show said Friends was actually pretty good.
I do remember. I can't remember who.
I don't know who it was.
Kevin. Sarita.
Yeah, Sarita said it was actually pretty good. I have no idea if it's good or bad. I watched it at the time, but then again, I don't have any taste. Go ahead, next.
Nickelback is actually a pretty good band.
I don't know Nickelback. I couldn't ever. I know Nickelback is the butt of all jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing about.
They're formulaic, like rock.
Yeah, well then, okay, go ahead. It's actually pretty good. That's okay. Go ahead.
48%.
I don't have any opinion. This is too. I have no opinion on a Nickelback. Go ahead.
Tomatoes are bad and ruin sandwiches.
I understand why people have that opinion. Mm-hmm. Here's my unpopular opinion. Lettuce ruins sandwiches.
Yes, because they put too much of it.
No, because it's you don't want it on a sandwich. You feel like you're eating a leaf. Like, it distracts from the sandwich.
Grab a salad.
I actually like lettuce in a salad. I don't like lettuce on a sandwich.
Time
and place.
You
feel like you're eating a leaf.
Time and
place. Tomato is good on a cheeseburger with tomato slice, as long as it's not too thick.
Mm.
Really good. Adds a little juiciness, whatever else. But you don't want the leaf is a texture. You feel like you're in the midst of this delicious burger, someone or sandwich, someone has stuck a leaf in
why
there.
Why do they put grass?
Yeah, why do they put grass in my, yeah. Someone, yeah, this no. So that's the wrong unpopular opinion. The unpopular one is lettuce bad in sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Putting a period at the end of a text makes it seem more aggressive.
Let me see.
I usually, more times than not, I use punctuation in text messages.
You don't use periods in text messages. I'm going to check you right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do? Yes.
I was about to say, Jeff, you. Listen, I'm not going to.
About half. Yeah, no, I get messages from you with
periods. If I write a sentence.
No, okay, that's it. Now, that's a stupid opinion because I get messages from you all the time with periods in them.
Yeah.
And they do not feel aggressive.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Orange juice is better with pulp.
A little pulp. Not heavy pulp. A little pulp's fine.
I'm not a pulp.
You pulp
guy.
Or no
not,
pulp?
I'm no pulp.
Okay, do more people like smooth or crunchy? Peanut butter. And where is the divide between, do the same people like crunchy peanut butter that like pulpy orange juice?
I would think the Venn diagram is
I would think it would be the opposite. I think kids like crunchy peanut butter. Grown-ups like smooth peanut butter. No grown-up likes crunchy peanut butter.
Not like on a sandwich, right? But not, like, I guess you can use it as.
Only kids like crunchy peanut butter, whereas grown-ups like pulpy orange juice. It's just the opposite. It's in fact the opposite.
Okay, I think I can go along with that.
Go ahead, next.
Making the bed is a pointless chore.
It's not pointless because there's something about getting into a nicely made bed. But it's not worth it to me. I don't make the bed.
Correct. It's a
cost-benefit analysis.
But you're
it's
right.
Not
when your
pointless.
Sheets are pulled tight, it does when make the bed
yeah,
feel better.
It
yes.
does. But it's not pointless. It's just not worth it.
And lastly, Jeff, I'm going to the authority on this one. The letter Q isn't necessary and should be removed from the alphabet.
No, that's not true. We just had LGBTQ rights yesterday, affirmed
yes.
by the Supreme Court. Listen, Q is practically now part of our constitutional guarantees.
Adhered by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. Absolutely not. I'm not trying to get rid of Q.
Not only that, like how would we spell quest?
Yeah, if you gave me some time, I'd think about what letter I'd rather get rid of.
Ooh.
But that's tomorrow's show. Mm-hmm. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will be joined by former NBA head coach, current ESPN analyst, PJ Carlissimo. He joins them at 11:25. Anthony Sain joins them at 12:25. John Martin joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 3 o'clock. Jeff joins GP at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Buy Holly's book, Secret Memphis. It's really good. We'll be back tomorrow. Workers done.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Summer's here, and it's time to enjoy the season. That means it's time to feed your yard with Scotts. It's easy to help your lawn stand up to summer's wear and tear, to keep it lush and green and help prevent those brown spots. It's time to get outside and enjoy every day. Scott's has got you covered. Because even though this summer may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. It's time to enjoy your yard. Scott's. It's good out here.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car.
Visit statefarm.com.
With daily virtual instruction, whether on campus or online, learning never stops at Christian Brothers High School. Here's what a CBHS student had to say about his learning experience.
All the way through the students to the administration, we're able to adapt and overcome very quickly. That really helped with this situation because we were able to start virtual classes without skipping a beat, and it's just been a really good experience.
Discover today what the Brotherhood can do for you. Schedule a tour and learn more at cbhs.org. A Memphis staple since 1935, Lucky Heart makes gel hand sanitizer using quality ingredients and 70% alcohol with no off-putting odor or artificial fragrance. For personal and commercial use, call 9-
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.